looks like, right?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, riding around in this Corolla that Kendrick bought me.
McCray!
Now, you know that's your boy, man. So, Davi in here clowning him on the purchase for his little sister.
Hey, man, listen, you can't have your little sister out there riding through the streets of Compton in a Ferrari.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. You mess around and get her robbed
exactly.
or something.
Exactly.
You know? Hey, man, you touching the world today, man. How does that feel?
Man, it's a beautiful thing. It's mind-blowing just hearing y'all talk about it. It's crazy because I'm just like, wow. You know, I hadn't even considered, like, some of the, you know, the effect of it. You know, you just expressing your heart and just to see how it just goes way beyond you. Like you said, it's bigger than you.
It's much bigger. It's much, but you, when you explained it to us, like, you know, and when we played it, we played the reference track and it, you saw the movement on the text. Like,
right.
People were texting in just on the sentiment of the song. So you add somebody like Tory, who is just like a human trumpet. Like, when she starts singing, I've had some hard thugs. Like some dudes, you know what I'm saying? Like some dudes that you like, you go to church? Like, you know what I'm saying? And these dudes have been like, yo, man, that song that the homie did with Tory Kelly, man, he said, that touched my heart. And I was like,
wow,
for real? Like, you're touching, I mean, like Davi said, you're doing numbers this morning just on, not on sales, but on impressions, on connection. And I think that's huge.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. I'm really blown away, and I'm really, like, grateful. And at the same time, it's, you know, it's bittersweet because it all comes from a place of pain and just trying to, you know, find some light at the end of that dark tunnel. But I'm glad it's helpful for anybody listening.
When you went through writing this song, did you know, like, all right, look, you know, I got blessings, I got Ty Dolla $ign, I got these impressions, I want to do this. I mean, were you trying to do something that's going to make the world cry? Or was this just therapeutic for you?
It was therapeutic. So what, you know, Tory and I, man, we worked like forever just making song after song and just trying to find what made sense for us. And then, you know, Frank E., the producer, you know, explained, you know, kind of his mom battling cancer. And I, at the same time, my DJ was, and it just made sense. And I was like, this is it. You know, this is the one we need to work on. And it just came out. Like, it was like miraculous. The song just came out like that. So it was crazy.
That's crazy. Now, I got to tell you the truth, man, because I was privy to the song early, and I was mad at you.
Oh, man.
I was mad. I was heated, man. I was so mad because you know, I've dealt with this with a couple artists. Like, when they make a record and you love it, and then they go live with it for a minute, they feel like there's something, like when they hit that finalize on the record, they're like, I could have done this different. And so he sent the record back, like the finalized, this one, the one that's going to iTunes, this the one the world in South Africa, hey, this is the one that all of them go hear. And it was like changed from the woulda, shoulda, woulda, coulda, can't, but I'm going to know what I can. And he changed it, and I was like, why did he mess this up? Oh, man, I was so mad. And then I listened to it again, and then my music director walked in, and she's like, wait, you got to listen to it again, because you listen to what he's saying. I was like, man, he changed it. It was a hit and he didn't mess with it. And then I listened to it two more times and started listening to the words. And I was like, dude, this is even more intricate to what was said before. So was that a throwaway verse? Like, not a throwaway, but something that you didn't give a nod of attention to, so you wanted to make it bigger and so you changed it?
Let me see how real do we get on this one. I'm gonna just keep it all the way real with you.
Oh, we getting 100 with LeCrae right now.
No, all the way real is there's about 8 versions of this song because people was going back and forth on my verses and like, bro, try this, do that, do this, do that. Because everyone was just, you know, wanted it to be as perfect as possible. And I think what ended up happening was, you know, we sat in the studio and took a vote, and you know, it was kind of like, man, I got outvoted. You know, so it was like I had to humble myself, you know, and say, all right, this is what y'all want? All right, cool. Y'all want this version? Y'all want version number 8.75?
It's funny, though, because this version, actually, when I was listening to it last night, it's almost like, because it's such a drone-out song, like people just close their eyes and really vibe. And so that second verse is like, that second part, that stanza is like, you know, is the world trying to live with my soul? It's almost like it's ringing in your head. And I don't know, I don't know what to do. And it's like, it fits way more better than what I heard before. I love it even more now, but it's just when it changed, I was like, man, me and LeCrae gonna have some words.
I felt the same way. I got that demo-itis where you like stuck on that demo that you heard forever and ever. But But look, you got the melody memorized, so it clearly is working.
It is working, because, I mean, and it fits a lot better because it does. It makes it sound like it's just taking you over in your mental and you fighting and struggling with this whole concept. So I just want to say from us, man, you've made us proud to be a new friend of yours. And I know we came late to the party because cats have really got on us like, oh, y'all need to hear his original stuff. And y'all better go back 3 albums. And so we got some stuff to catch up with. But we want to make sure that we keep building on this, man, because Blessings has been a huge, movement for the station. And I like where this is going because, like I said, there's a positive vibe with music now that is able to usher into the mainstream. And I think you could do something incredible with this and you and Tori Kelly's work.
Man, I appreciate y'all, man. So y'all's love and y'all's support has been unreal, like, to the next level. So I'm honored, to hit y'all with it before everybody else. You know what I mean? It's really, and we have fun up there, too, man.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. No, you got to come back, man. And trust me, people have been talking about your bars, too. So, they ain't taking you light no more. Dobby thought you was going to give you wishy-washy.
Hey, LeCrae, I got to ask, man, does today almost feel like Christmas for you? I mean, you've had this gift that you've just been sitting on, this gift for the world that you haven't really been able to give. And now, today at midnight, you just get to give it to everybody. This must be an exciting day.
Oh, man, it is. It's like Christmas because of exactly what you just said. But then you factor in my fans who are rabid and then Tori's fans who are like next level rabid who like, if you don't drop this song, we're going to find out where you live and be outside your house. So it's like, here, kids.
Yeah, take it. That's incredible, man. You got a big team behind you. Big shout out to Jonathan. Big shout out to CJ and Ayelet and everybody, JD, everybody who hooked us up with this. We're still on your lives, so we're going to scroll through your emails a little bit. Start sending out some messages. And we might
out my DMs.
Too late. Yeah, we all in your DMs. And then we might put out there, hey, I think LeBron might be able to still win this series and watch people clown you.
Don't give me trouble. I won't get them new curries.
Hey, man, salute you, bro. I appreciate everything. And, man, we want to see this pop off, man. I think this is going to surprise a lot of folks.
I appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all, man. And yeah, let's keep rocking it.